Okay, Rabbi, so we're starting Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Tanya, which is roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara is going back on what we said yesterday, that there are 7 Rekiyim. And the Gemara is going to now dramatize in a very, very strong way what was the distance of each one of the Rekiyim and the distance between one Rekiyah and the other. First, the Gemara told us about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, we know, was a very, very aggressive Rusha, but he was very pompous and arrogant. Tanya, Umar Bichaman Zakai, Ma Chiva Heshivosi Baskoi Li Uysa Rosh Beshosha Omar, Ele Albomase of Adamele Elioi. Nebuchadnezzar held himself so great, like a god, and therefore he said, I'm going to go all the way up into the clouds, and I'm going to be like an alien, like a god himself. Yotze Baskov Yamale, Rusha ben Benoy Shal Nimroid Hurushadi, Rushadi. Even though he really wasn't biologically an Einikol of Nimrod Hurusha, the Taptoisa says, we just mean it, that his mass was such just like Nimrod Hurusha that he wanted to be moired against the guns of those. He wanted to make himself the king of the whole world, just like in the times of Nimrod that he was moired against the Kurdish Barchi. Shehimrid Kolaylum Kiloy Ula ben Malchisai. He wanted to be married against Kaviyachol Kenz and Vayishalom. So therefore, the Baskol says against Nebuchadnezzar, "Di Rushadi." Just think for a moment. Kamish Noisiv Shaludam. What's the normal lifespan of a person? Shim Shuna Shenema. Mention Samem Shim Shuna. Vim Gvirois. If he's zoichet to longevity, Shmoinim Shuna. V'halim in a Uretz Adarkia. You know how far it is from the land up to the first heaven. Mahalach Chumish Meya Shuna. 500 years. Today they say light years, 500 years. The Ovidishu Rekia, how much is the thickness of the Rekia? Malachom Mishmei Yeshuna, noch afen of Hinduja. V'chein bein kol Rekia v'Rekia, as well as in between every one of the Rekia, since we had 7 Rekia, so each one of the Rekia is 500 years thick or distance, and in between each Rekia and Rekia is another 500 years, so you're talking about 14 plus the initial from the earth to the first Rekia, so it's 15 times 500 years. The Malmihen, and higher than that is Chayis HaKadosh. You recall back on the top of the Umid, after we went through the Cheshbon of the 7 Rekiyim, on the top line it said, Yomer Vacha Bar Yankov, Oy, Oy Rekiyah Lechtik Baruch Hashem, Oy Rekiyah Echad Yesh Lamal Merosh HaChayis, is even one more Rekiyah higher than that. Oh, so it says the Gemara, on top of these 7 Rekiyim and the 7 intervals in between, we have the Chayis HaKadosh, where Ragli HaChayis means the bottom, the hooves, on the feet, on the bottom, is Keneged Kilam, is Keneged the 15 times 500. Karsuli HaChayis, Karsuli means the ankles down below, is Keneged Kulam. Shoiki HaChayis, that's the bottom leg down below, the lower thigh, if you will. Shoki Achayis Keneged Kulam. Rechuvi Achayis is the knees, is Keneged Kulam. Yarchi Achayis, that's the Yerach, that's already the thigh bone, Keneged Kulam. Then Gifi Achayis, now we go up above the waist, now we talk about the chest and the belly area, Keneged Kulam. Tzabri Achayis, now we get up to the neck, is Keneged Kulam. Roshi Achayis, and the head is Keneged Kulam. Karni Achayis, and the horns are Keneged Kulam. And Lamala Mihen, after you go higher than all of that, it's Kisei HaKuvot. Kisei Kovod, the Rabbi Yishloim Kavyuch sits. Ragli Kisei Kovod Keneged Kilim, the legs of the Kisei Kovod Keneged Kilim. Kisei Kovod Keneged Kilim, the Kisei Kovod itself is Keneged Kilim. Melech Keil Chai Vekayim Rom Venisa Shoichar Aleyem. Kishborch Kavyuch sits on top of all that. The Ata Mart El Album Seyov Adamali Elyoin. The Pistagoi, the Pistagunish. Ach El Shua El Shoil Turat. You're going to go all the way down to Yehenim. El Yarkas Ibar, all the way down to Mr. Hagunish, and nobody. So therefore, what's the reason why the Gemara got it all to this? Not so much to tell us about Nebuchadnezzar, but rather it wants to go and tell us the inyan of what we were learning until now, the distance of every one of these Rekiyim. In the Machloikis, the name Udam, where does the name Udam come from? So a Machloikis among the Mefarshim. Some Mefarshim, I think Shamshul Fulhish, says Udam comes from the word Adama, because Udam was created min Adama. But others say, I think Shaluah Kudish, if I'm not mistaken, says, no, it's based on this, Adam and Elyon. And therefore, both of them are really correct. If a person doesn't do anything for himself, Laptashtikal Adama. But a person goes, Mala, he could be Adam and Elyon, like Nebuchadnezzar, Chas Shalom. Adam and Elyon, you have the potential of going higher and higher. Le'ayla le'ayla. Right, v'loim merkuva b'yuchid. We learned in our Mishnah that when you're going and teaching merkuva, meaning the master merkuva in Yecheskel, you cannot teach it to a yuchid. Said the Mishnah, unless he happens to be a person who is made in midatoy, he's efeshtayt alayin, you don't have to go into all the depth, because it's considered to be so Kabbalistic and so esoteric, you can't go and teach some anybody. You can only go and teach the Master Makuvah to someone who is, like the Mishnah says, Unken hayachucham imeivin midatoy. As a lineup, a balmala, nish stam agunish. That's why the Velzutuch don't teach Kabbalah before the age of 40 years old, the person already sufficiently mature, even though the Arizal himself, who was of course the master of Zoya and Kabbalah, he passed away at the age of 39. But of course, there are exceptions to the rule. Anyway, continuing. Master Makuvah is talking about the holy chariot of Kabayuchal and Rabbeinu Shalom, which is described in Yechezkel. Even though you can't go and teach the Master Makuvah in depth and in detail, but you can go and give us a Rosh HaPrukim as a phenomenon, like the headline, so to speak.
It doesn't say he saw a chariot in the moon.
That's what it says.
So it's a chariot in the Heskel.
We're not talking about a chariot down below, we're talking a chariot, a heavenly chariot of Kaviyach of the Baishla. If you want to teach even the Rishon Prokem, you can only teach an Av Bezin, which is an Udom Guru, as well as anybody, in other words, who takes this very, very seriously, and not a person who has...
And what is the most about Kabbalah? What Kabbalah? Most must be about the Zoya.
The Mari doesn't refer to Zoya and Kudish, because it only came up in the times that I read.
Sorry?
The Zoya and Kudish was...
Yeah.
But it was not here at the time of the Gemara. I'm only using the term Zoya as a synonym to Master Makuvah.
Kabbalah, what are they referring to? What source are they referring to?
They're referring specifically to the first parak in Sefer Yecheskel, when Sefer Yecheskel describes the Master Makuvah, Maluchim Chayis Kodesh. It's Kabbalistic in nature, but it's not Kabbalah in the sense it's not Zoya, it's not Tikkuni Zoya.
It's
Yecheskel. Rashi says means a person that doesn't go and have frivolous thoughts, a person who's always a very, very serious minded person.
Never smiles.
That doesn't say, but Rashi says in 8 lines from the top, that in a mekel es roishoy. He doesn't allow himself for. Oh, good. So let's go Gil Brother, Ikadi Amri. Until now we had two categories. It's not enough one or the other. It's got to be an avdezin who is also a person who is very, very serious. You only go and learn Sisrei Torah, again we're talking about Master Makuvah, to someone who has the following five attributes. The Gemara here doesn't explain it. The Gemara says, Rashi says, Farish, and that's not on today's Omer Mitzvah, hopefully tomorrow's. Anyway, so what are the five qualities? Sar Chamishim, Sar over 50. Unisubonim, a person is considered to be a chush of a person. The Yoyit, and a person of Aitzis. Chacham Charushim, and Avoyim Lochash. All of these five terms, Rashi says in Mitzvah, before Parish to come on, Mitzvah, hopefully tomorrow. Now we leave Sisrei Torah, now we're talking about Divrei Torah generally.
Yeah,
that you're now going to be motion.
I want to turn the video off.
I'm sorry, you don't see me?
Not recording.
It's not recording? Here it shows it is recording. It's Shvach. We have a very bad connection here. We'll do the best we can. You can't go and teach Torah to a goy. Shenema, it says in the Pusik, the Yusachem Chogoy, and Mishputim Bal Yiduim.
I think she turned the video off. Because...
Brother Shai, I don't hear you. Please speak a little bit louder. Okay, continuing on. The Mishputim by Yidum, you're now going to be Moidia to them, the Mishputim, in other words, you're now going to go and teach them the Heidegger Torah.
That's why the Septuagint was such a tragic time. The Septuagint was such a tragic time.
No, I'm saying the video is very weak.
Septuagint?
Septuagint?
Yeah. Translated the Torah.
Septuagint, yeah.
It was considered to be a terrible day. It was a day of hopeless.
Because you're teaching to the Goyim.
And the Galoch, they don't Torah better than we do. They don't Tanakh better than we do.
They can't hear you.
You can't hear me? We're not on mute. It's a poor connection. So please do the best you can. We continue on. Omer Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luzer, to agmoruchem amasr mekover.
No, because it's a bad connection.
Exactly. All right. So to Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luzer, to agmoruchem amasr mekover. I'm going to teach you amasr mekover. Omer Lai, so he told me. I should turn off the video. And it was a little nicer. Okay, let's see if that's better. So Rabbi Luzer said to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. I'm not old enough to go and...
That's better, yeah.
Okay, shkoyach. Omalei loy kishui, so he told him, I'm not old enough to go learn Masa Mekum. In other words, I'm not sufficiently mature. Gikosh, by the time he got to the older age that he was hoping for, nochnafshe Rabbi Yochanan, unfortunately Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Omalei Rabasi, so Rabasi said now to Rabbi Luzer, apparently they were peers. Maybe it was a shtekel talmid chover, because both Rabbi Luzer and, as we'll see, Rabbi Asi were talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Asi said now to Rabbi Luzer, "Tog marcho masa kova. I'm going to teach you masa makova." Amalei. So Rabbi Luzer responded, "Izakui. If I would have been zoicha, gemir to me Rabbi Yochanan Rabba, and I would have learned from Rabbi Yochanan Dan Rabba, which was also his own Rebbe. In other words, unfortunately, I didn't seize the opportunity when I was younger." Rabbi Yosef ben Guba masa makova. Rabbi Yosef was teaching and learning the Masa Mekova, learning. Sabi de Pumadisa habit tanan de habituni de Masa Bereshis. And the Sabi de Pumadisa, they were learning Masa Bereshis. Omalei, and so they said to Rabbi Yosef, you know what? Ligmar lan ma'an Masa Mekova. We know Masa Bereshis already. Can you teach us Masa Mekova? Omalei, he said to them, Agman li Masa Bereshis. You know what? Let's make a switch. You'll teach me Masa Bereshis. I'll teach you Masa Mekova. So they agreed, and this is the Agman after they taught him Masa Bereshis. Omrulei, they said to him back to Rabbi Yechon, to Rabbi Yosef, Ligrin Mar Masa Mekovah. Okay, now let's keep your part of the deal. Omrulei, so told them, Tinina Behi Dvash Vechulav Tachas Vishoincha, Dvuram Mesikim, Mitvash Vechulav, Yehi Tachas Vishoincha. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm sorry, I can't go and teach you the Masa Mekovah because you have a Pusik. That's something which is sweet, like that Dvash V'chulav, which is the Masa Mekova, that you have to leave that under your tzing, under your tongue, and not teach it and not share it with others. Rabbi Bo, Amr Mahachar, Rabbi said, no, there's another Pusik, Kvusim U'Veshach. Kvusim, of course, is referring to Shapsalach that you use to make wool to go and use your Levush. However, the Gemur is Darshaning, Dvorim Shehen, Kivshoinish Oloilam, Rashi says Kivshoinish Oloilam means these are Sisrei Torah, things that you have to keep secret. They should remain under your levush. In other words, keep it very tight, close to your chest, and don't go and shear. On the surface, sorry, Nachum.
Keep showing, like pressing, it's hidden.
Rashi says the word. If you look at Rashi, almost halfway down the Yom, keep showing shaloylam, sisrei shaloylam, and he brings the famous Gemara, v'hari kafshin rachmuna lamalach. Those things which are divikvushim that are secret. Now, it could be the tackets come from that etymology. In other words, that you're supposed to press it so much that it shouldn't be mufursim, it should be close to your heart. It could be tackets from that same.
Rashi, the price is the same. You see, Rashi,
yeah.
The prices which we haven't seen yet.
The Gemara is not going to. There may be bits and pieces. I don't know that we have a formal collective price. Maybe Rashi had it at that time. I don't know that we have that today. But apparently there were a collection of prices that were explaining Masa Mekova and the Masa Bereshis. But now, on the surface, it looks like Rabbi Yosef is being, is not fulfilling his trade.
He's being deceitful.
Yeah, exactly. But the pshat is that since we learned in the Mishnah, and since we learned in the Gemara, that you can't go teach Masa Mekova until someone who happens to be of Zahoycha Madrega, that is Toig and the Sarcha Mishnah Sipun and Yoyitz. So it could very well be that after having learned within the Masa Bereshis, he felt that they were not sufficiently spiritually mature to be able to go and learn within the Masa Mekova. So they told him, Tanina Bahu ad V'yemelai ben Unim. You should know we've already learned part of the Masa Mekova on our own. We've learned all the way to V'yemelai ben Unim. V'yemelai ben Unim is the beginning of the second capital in Yechezkel. Some of these, he said, oh, no, I'm bazoi, then you don't need me. Hey, Masa Mekova. Because Iker Masa Mekova is in the first parak, and the Gur Iker is the last two psukim of the first capital in Yechezkel. And when you've finished the whole capital, and you're up to V'yemelai, which is the beginning of the second capital, so you know it already. You don't need me for that. is the Chumash from the Gemara. The Masra Kuba goes until the very end of the first capital. Frank the Gemara Meisra Ad Eich Masra Kuba, until where this goes Masra Kuba. Rabbi Oimer Ad Va'era Ad HaChashmal Basra. There are a couple of psukim that use the same term, Va'era Ad HaChashmal. The last one of those series is the two psukim before the end of capital Aleph in Yecheskel. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Ad HaChashmal. Now you can go two words further, the three words in a row, Va'era Ad HaChashmal, and he says that Masra Kuba ends after Va'era Ad HaChashmal. Period. So, Kum Techois, according to both Mandi Amram in this Brais, and both according to Rabbi Amter Rabbi Yitzchak, then the Masra Kuba ends two psukim before the end of the first capital, and yet the Gemara said a moment ago, no, it goes all the way until the end of the first capital. So, Timura, Ad Ve'era Migmara, Migmarinan, until Ve'era, in other words, the Eira Ad HaChashmal, according to Rabbi, until Ve'era, until Rabbi Yitzchak, Ve'era Ad HaChashmal, that's where it ends. And that's what Migmarinan, that you're allowed to go and teach, because that's not so esoteric, not so Kabbalistic. Because once you go beyond that, beyond those three words, according to the first Mandiyam, after the first word, Masrina Rashi Prokim, from this point on you don't go into detail, you're just going to give them Uyba Flechlech, just the superficial headings, just the on top, but you don't go into it in depth. Ikli Amri, as others say, Ad Ve'era Masrina Rashi Prokim, that until Ve'era, according to Rabbi, and according to Yitzchak, until Ve'era Ad HaChashmal, Masrina Rashi Prokim, you can go and talk about it on, from the top. Once you go beyond those three words, then you're allowed to go and continue learning with him. In Eloi Eloi, but if he sees that a Chochem Medav, you got to stop, you can't continue on. Can you even talk about Chashmal? We're going to see what Chashmal means in a moment on the bottom of the Umid, top of the Umid base. But Chashmal is very dangerous. Vahi Yanuka, there was a Tinnik, the Doresh B'Chashmal. He was obviously a very clever young man, and he started learning about Chashmal. However, unfortunately, a fire broke out, and Nebuch consumed him. So you see, this is very dangerous stuff. Even though he was a very bright child, he shouldn't have started teaching him or learning with the Master Makuva. You have to wait until an older age of maturity. Omer Rav Yehuda, the Baram Zohar Oisei Shvatoi.
The Baram doesn't give us a shiur in age. In other words, he's learning it on his own, right? That's
or it could be somebody who's teaching him. It doesn't say clearly. It just says that Tinnik was learning.
He was teaching to others. Right. That's not a yinuk.
In Echanami, loved after. But he was just saying that he was not Rui the Tzi, and then that's why, guess what happened? Bum, Achlasei Aish. And the Gemara says, "Baram Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Baram Zochar Oishel Shatoy, B'chanani Min Chizki Shmoish, and Mulehi Nignas Seifi Cheskel, Sheidvurav Soisrin Divrei Torah." The Hanani Ben Chizki saved Yecheskel from the Cairo Geniza. People wouldn't learn it. Why? Because there were a lot of steers against Divrei Torah. Now we're not talking about Mas Makovir here. Rashi says that later on Yecheskel, when he describes the Beis Hamikdash and the Kabunas that were brought, many of the details seemingly seem to be Soisa what it says. In the Torah, and therefore, Hanani b'Chizkiyah Sufimura Ma'usa. What did he do? Helulei Loi Gimel Meis Garvi Shemen. 300 barrels of shemen for lighting, so that we should be able to see. The Yosheb Aliyah, and he went up to the roof, to the attic, the Dorshei, and he explained each one of the seeming inconsistencies and contradictions against the Torah Koisha. And with that, the Chazal said, "Yo, it's good, fine." We now accept it. That this part has nothing to do with Sisrei Torah. The Gemara now is going to combine the two. The son of Rabban, Mas Batinik Echad Shei Koyrei Bebeis Rav Bebeis Yecheskel, Vayim Meivin Bechashmal, Egwein Takapsa, Abal Havuna, Vyotze Eish Bechashmal, Vesarfusai. Could very well be that this is the same Tinnik we mentioned two or three lines ago. The Gemara doesn't say. Presumably it's the same story. Anyway, they saw this is so dangerous. Nebuch, you just touch it, you open it up, you start darshaning. This is a real danger. So, just because this child happens to be so mature that he figured that he can understand, that he can learn, that he can try to delve into the Masra Kuba. what's the likelihood that any other child is going to pick up the Yechseif Yecheskel and start learning Masim Kuvim? Children are more apt to go and play with toys and not to go and start learning Masim Kuvim. So that you don't have to be nervous. And again, this is the same Chananim and Chizkiah that saved the day, so to speak. You can learn it, don't have to be concerned. Frank Timur Meret, the Zayf of my Chashma. Who's the Chashma? Oh, Mir Avihida. Chayis Eish Mamalnois. Chashmal is Rishi Tevis. Chayis Eish means, like we say in the Tefillahs, Vayfanim Chayis HaKodesh. Chayis HaKodesh is our very, very fiery angels upstairs in Shemayim. Mamalnois, who are speaking. So now you have Rishi Tevis, Ches from Chayis, Shin from Eish. And Mamalnois is Mal, so that goes together, Chashmal. So you can attach this two ways. Chayis Eish means fiery angels, or you could say that these are Chayis HaKodesh, which are Eish Mamalois. When they speak, fire comes out of their mouths as a result of the holy words that they are saying. Masih Satun and the bright. Well, now we're going to get to that. We'll make multiple say. Masih Satun and the bright, it says a little bit differently. Itim Choshes, Itim Memalois. The word Chashmal is really Rishatavis of Chosh and Mal, those two words together. B'shoah, Shahadi B'yoyitz B'yekadosh Baruch Hu, Choshois. The word Choshois means to be quiet. We had this already yesterday, that the Maluchim only go and say Shira at night. Their Choshois B'yoyim Mitle K'voidin Shoy Yisro. So you see the word Choshois means to be silent. Sakamara says, sometimes they're silent, sometimes they're speaking. B'shoah, Shahadi B'yoyitz B'yekadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking Kabiyochel, Choshois. Then the Maluchim are quiet. B'shoah, Shahadi B'yoyitz B'yekadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not speaking Mamalus, then they speak. So that's the Chashma. And the Pusik continues on. The Chayis Rutsa Veshoiv Kimari Habuzak. The Chayis were running back and forth. Again, the Chayis means Chayis HaKodesh. This is the name of some Maluchim. You have Maluchim, you have Chayis HaKodesh, you have Ifanim. All of these are different types and groups of Maluchim. So the Chayis Rutsa Veshoiv, these Chayis HaKodesh, these Maluchim run back and forth. Kimari Habuzak. What is this running back and forth? So Rashi says that if you, for instance, are making lime inside a furnace, and you start off with pieces of shard of klicheres, and you put them there, and you put on the furnace very, very hot, what's going to happen is that eventually these are going to melt, and you're going to make from that lime. But the purpose of this is that when the fire is flackering, or in English, flickering, there inside the furnace, you see every once in a while a big flame comes up, and then it goes down again. And then it comes up again, and it goes down again. So it guides us from time to time. Therefore, it says, the same thing is by these Chayis HaKodesh Rutsi Yishoyv. The Chayis HaKodesh are right beneath the highest Rakhiyah. As we said in Gemara yesterday, that the Chayis are in the seventh Rakhiyah, and the Lamal in the hand, we said Rakhiyah Echad Yishla Malim Rosh Yechayis, where you have the Kisei Kuvin, etc. So for every once in a while, these Chayis HaKodesh are go and pick up their heads and they stick them out from near Rakhiyah into the Rakhiyah above where they are in Shemai. And they only put it there for like for an instant. That shnel, they put it back again. So if you look at the top, Rashi the Yitzrutz of Shoyv says Rashi Moitzios Roishem Mitachas Rakia Hanotu Lemalim Rishayin Vachoyzus Machnisan Oyisan Mimoyr Hashchina Vemihirus Haritz of Shiva Shalab Hayoyz Mepi Habuzak. So therefore, this constant raising up their heads from their Rakia, going higher to the Kisak of it, and then lowering it up and down, that's like a flickering fire inside a furnace, which also keeps on jumping up and down. What's the word buzak? Buzak is referring to those harusim that are being melted down into lime. So it's more that's or yoitzim dena chutzia. So now we're going to dash in a few of the psukim. Again, all of this is very esoteric, but we're going to learn it superficially. The Rishi Prukim, the Turech Wishlehen, and Nebedeh. Not that I'm capable of learning anything more than the superficial.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. As if it's Ibn Emin, he can't...
And the rest will go with the Kalvachoy.
If I was to say, no one wants a fish line if it's Ibn.
Okay. Okay, look at what writes about Erev. V'inei ruach se'ara ba'a min ha-tzofayin. There was a ruach se'ara, a storm wind coming out of Tzofayin from the north. Rashi said north means Babel. Onan gadol, a big cloud, v'esh mislakachas, and a flickering fire inside the cloud. V'noigel le'suvid, and arim and arim, the cloud, there was a noigel means a brilliance of fire, of light. V'mitoicha kenech hashmach, v'mitoicha esh. And from it, the chashmal came out from this fire. Lehechan Uzal, where did the fire come to? Amrav Yidam Rav Shaholach Lichboishes Kol Olam Kilei Tachlis Vichnetzah Rasha. The purpose of this fire was to be koyvish the whole world underneath Vichnetzah Rasha, to become the king over the whole world. Chokach Lama. What was the reason why the Chayis Hakodesh are so concerned that Vichnetzah should be koyvish the Kol Olam Kilei? Because it has nothing to do with them. Says Moshe Yoyim Imis Olam Yad Imish Feila Muskadish Baruch Yes Buna. So people shouldn't go and say that in the hands of an imish veiler, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over his body. In other words, it's what Mishka passed, that we, Klal Yisrael, should be nichbash, should be conquered by Stam any imish veiler. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go and raise the heights and the malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. The stature, oh, that's the right word, the stature of Nebuchadnezzar, that he should be in charge, just like Hitler Yimach Shemoy V'Zichroi, they had to go and raise his stature, that he should be the Gamsakoybish of Kolo Kiloi, and now he should go and have his master plan against Klal Yisrael Rachmun. So that was the purpose over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Gurim Li She'eyeh Shamas Oyv V'Psilim, who is the one that I have to go and raise up Nebuchadnezzar, Harusha, Ben Benoy Shel Nimrod Harusha, and the same Shel Yisrael, Hen Garmeli. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael sinned, and therefore I have to go and have them subjugated by this Imish Feva, so I have to go and raise them up to make up a Chush of a Mensh for Nebuchadnezzar. Again, Oifan Echad means one of the Maluchim, the Afanim, the Chayis HaKodesh. Amr Abluza Malach Echad Shehi Oimid Be'uretz V'roisha Magia Eitzel HaChayis. This is a Malach who stands on the ground and his head goes all the way to the Chayis. Now the ground that we're talking about doesn't mean on the floor here down on Oretz. Rather, if you have the Kitir Rashi, the Kitir Rashi brings from another Gemurah that it's referring to Ritzpas HaRakia. So in his Rakia that he's standing up above, which is the highest Rakia where the Maluchim and the Chayis HaKodesh are, he stands there on that Uret, Rosh Magiyetz El Chayis, and he goes and lifts his head from time to time up to the higher. So this Oifan, apparently Chayis are higher than the Oifanim, and so therefore the Oifan goes and raises his head to the Chayis HaKodesh. Masih Satuna in the Bryce, it says Sandalfin Shmoy. The name of this Malach, this Oifan, is called Sandalfin. Hagvoy Mechaveiroi Mahalach HaMishmei Yeshuna. He's 500 years higher. That's the ride. It's not all the way from down below, because if it's all the way up above to the Chayis HaKodesh, we're talking about 15 times 500 years, and then you have to multiply that by each one of the different levels of the Chayis HaKodesh, like we said before, the feet and the ankles and the bottom leg and the knees and the upper thigh, etc., etc. So there were the 500 years starting from the ground of that top rakia. He stands in back of the Mekuvah, the royal chariot, the heavenly chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes and ties a keser, a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Great Timura, how is it possible he should be so high in back of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's keser? Any walks in the state of Baruch Kvod Hashem Lim Koimai. B'chlal Dim Koimai, this is what you're saying before Leibi. Baruch Kvod Hashem Lim Koimai. Why does it identify where a Kodesh Baruch Hu's place is? B'chlal Dim Koimai, Lekad Yudalei. Apparently it's such the Seisah that nobody knows where it is, and even the Maluchim don't know where it is. So how is it possible he's Koisha Kesorim for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Everyone, this Omer Shem Ataga, he takes a keser, a crown, and he says a Shem on that crown. It doesn't say Vusra Shem, but it's Utips Hashem. Uzul V'yusib Bereishen. And then he goes and puts a Kaviyuchal on Kodesh Baruch Hu's head, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu has that crown that was put together by this Uifan, by this Sandalfan. Omer Uva, the Mepharshim says it's the reason why he had the name Sandalfan, because it was the shape of a sandal, of a shoe, like a sandal. Yeah. Right, that's why you say Kesser. With our tefillahs, it goes up. Omer Rav, Kosher Yechezkel, Roy Yishai. Now, if you look in Sefer Yechezkel, Sefer Yishai, Yeches goes into great detail about Yerushalayim, about the Beis HaMikdash, about the Kabunis, and unfortunately there are superficially on the surface differences between what it says Yeches and what it says Toyin, and that's what the Gemara was referring to on the bottom of the Omer Aleph, that they had to go with 300 Garvei Shemin to go and Mitaris all the Kashas. If you look in Yeshaya, Yeshaya has the same type of description, but much more in brevity. Much.
He's talking about the Masim HaKuvah, not about the Kabbalists. It's referring over here to Masim HaKuvah. Yeshaya Perek Vov by the Zgalus, it's extremely short, and he doesn't describe whatever he saw, and Yechazkel goes to full description.
Fine, I accept that. Go to my side. So Omer Ovar, Kosher, Yecheskel, whatever Yecheskel saw, Ro Yishai. Yishai saw the same thing. Lama Yecheskel Doima, what is Yecheskel compared to? The Ben Kvar, Shiro Samelach, like Ben Kvar who went to visit the king. Lama Yishai Doima, the Ben Krach, Shiro Samelach, like a city dweller that came to go and visit the king. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is that when you come from a Derifel and you come into the big city, everything is, wow, can you imagine? Oh, I can't believe it. They have the traffic lights, they have stop signs, they have the buildings, and they have running water, and they have a person who lives in the city, all of these things are dvorim pshitim, he's brought up in this. Therefore, the Gemara is telling us is that Yecheskel and Yishai both on the same madrega, both saw the same thing. Yecheskel, who was not used to this type of holiness and spirituality and condition,
wasn't from Bnei Malukh, he didn't seek Bnei Malukh. Yishai is Ben Umitzah.
See, he was in the Malkus, in royalty. Very nice, thank you. What does that mean, Kigoi? Shira Lemishim is go alagayim. We go and say Shira to the one that is greater than the greatest, to the highest of the highest. What does that mean? Yomamad. Melashim Bechayis is Ari. Melashim Bechayimis is Shor. Melashim Bechayimis is Nesher, the eagle. Udim is go alayim. Of course, a person, a Bus Vadam, is greater than all of them. Borchim is go alkin. Borchim is higher than the Udam, and therefore he's go miskoa alhagayim. And on the whole world. So now we're going to talk about the Kisei Kuvit itself. Kisei Kuvit had four pictures on it, or four, not pictures, really, statues, images. Good. But what were the four? Pnei Udam is one, Pnei Aryeh is two. Elahimin, the Arbatan, that was on the right hand side. Pnei Shor, Miasmoil on the left side, the Arbatan. And then one leaves out, Pnei Anesher was also on the fourth side. So you had Udam, Aryeh, you had Shor, and you had Nesher. But I have another pusik. One of these pikim is the chesed, the other pusik is the yishayah. Uksiv arbu apunim li echad, pnei o echad pnei hakrit, o pnei hasheni pnei udam, vashlish pnei aryeh, barvi pnei nesher. Vi v'shor like a chushim. Shor was left out, and instead of that, we had the kruv. And the question is, there seems to be a stiras hapsikim. Was there on the fourth image, was it a shor? Was it a kruv? Yecheskel saw initially that it was like a shor, and he was upset that the shor is there. Why is he upset? Because it's a kategori asas and eger, like we have in the Gemara brings in a second. Because the shor reminds the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyuchel of the eger. We don't want the symbol of the eger to be there right in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's front center on his throne. So therefore, he asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu changed the shor to kruv. My group was a patch of group. The child is called Ravya, so the faces of the group means Ki Ravya, like the angelic faces of young children. If that's the case, out of the four, two of them are really the same. Pnei Akruv, you're telling me, is the facial features of a child. The other is Pnei Udam, which is also a person. So isn't person and child the same thing? This is a smaller face and this is a larger face. Pnei Nechanami, the both of Pnei Udam. Okay, so before we continue on, there's a famous word from Rav Shamshon Astropolit. It says in the Pusik that when Yaakov Vini was, although the Gemara doesn't identify who the Udam was, it states in other Medrushim that the Pnei Udam was Pnei Yaakov Vini. So it says when Yaakov was sleeping there on the Har Maria when he came back and forth, and the Rashi brings the Chumash, Malucham Olam Yordim, by Yishka Bamukam Ahi. So when he got up, he said, Uchen Yesh Hashem Amukam Azev, and Oichel Yodati. This is the Uchen, when he was streaming, since it was on the Mukam of the Smigdish, his mind went all together up to the Malucham Olam Yordim, and therefore he was able to see the Mas Makovit, able to see the Kisei Akovit. And the Kisei Akovit, he saw three sides. He said, Ochen yesh Hashem elokim hazeh. This is the Ochen. He saw the Aryeh, he saw the Kruv, and he saw the Nesher. He didn't see the fourth one. The fourth one was himself. The Pnei Udom was in the Yankovit. So says the Psham Shalas Tabalim. Ochen yesh Hashem elokim hazeh. Icha shalang givist. In other words, Yankovini was Buki Masa Mekum. Maybe learned from Yitzchak. So those three I know. But for Noichi, that all four Peinema, the Aryeh, the Nesher, the Kruvim, and Yaakov, lo yivat, I didn't know. Now I saw it now. Someone once asked me for this Gemara, you're using for the Uchen and the Noichi, statement of Kruv. Until Yechazkel's times, it was a Shor. So the Chor, it shouldn't have been, because the Shor changed after it was a Kruv. The Chor, Akash, Vene, Gemara. Can we assume that since Yaakovini didn't actually see it, he saw the Nevuah, he saw the Cholam, he saw the Shpeitzidik, he didn't see what was present at that time, he saw what was going to be after the time of the Yechazkel. Anyway, how many feathers or how many whatever knuffim does a malach have? One of them says it has six knuffim, the other one says it has four. Not feathers, it's wings. Six wings, and this it says four wings. It's a chastira. When the Spiegish was standing, so then you had the Maluchim were all six wings. After the Spiegish was destroyed, it was reduced to four. In other words, because of the Chor Spiegish down below, so upstairs also, as if the Pamali Shemala also was Imoy Noicha Betzura, it went reduced the six wings down to four wings. Haimanai imit, which ones are missing, in other words, which ones were taken away. Of the six, two of them go and say shira. How do I know? And of those two that it flies with, the Korazel Zeb Yomar. Those are the ones, the Korazel Zeb Yomar, Kudosh, 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 it says Shira, and it says Kenisha, etc. So it's two out of those six, those were the ones that became Buddha. Uksid, Asur Fenechaboy, the Anani. Oh, the Anani. Those that it was Ma'oifif with, that it says Shira with, those are the Anani, Shemishdu, after Chor Mismikish. Rabbanam, Rabban disagree, and they say, Oy Shemishim Chasid and Ragleyan. It's the two that do a cover up over the legs of the Maluch. Shinem of Ragleyim regularly assured. It says by Yishai and Avi that the Ragleyim were straight. He loved the Imid, Mino Haviyuda. The Imid, stop. How was he able to go and see the Raglaim afterwards? They normally covered over with the wings. So the fact that he was able to see it is the chasim in that image that these two wings were taken away from the six. What's the right? Maybe it's talking about that for a moment, the Malach Kaviyuchu was scratching his leg, so he moved the wings over for a moment whilst he was walking, and you were able to go and see the legs. How do you know that they took away the wings? So bring your eye. Says with Bunish Peneim Pnei Uda that the facial features are those of a person. How can I the image? You're going to tell me there too the wings that were covering over the face were all to the smite, all to take it away. After all, we have four left of the six, so the two that covering the legs went away. But you can tell me even the ones that are covering the bottom went away. It must be that for a split second he moved the wings away and you were able to see the face. So what's the raya that those wings were in the smite? How can you compare the face being covered by wings and the legs being covered with wings? Normally when a malach appears before the Rabbi Shalom, so to be able to talk he has to take off his mask, so to speak. So he has to go and move the wings away to be able to see his face. That's the reason why Yishai was able to see it b'nevuah. But you're going and standing in front of the king, you don't wear shorts, you don't go and move away your wings and show off your legs. So the fact that you're able to go and see the legs, the chasimin, that the wings that were covering it were taken away. Right, we have a stira. One pasuk says, "Elif alfin yishem shunei v'rabu rivavon kadamoy yikumun." The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Thousands and thousands of meluchim are meshamish me, and in front of me v'rabu rivavon, there are tens of thousands from lashon rivava yikumun. They're standing in front of me. So I have thousands that are being meshamish me, and tens of thousands who are present in front of me." Because Nechonim, another pusik says, Hayesh Bishvah the Gdudah. Is there even a number for the Gdudim? There are millions and trillions. It's infinite. So here you're telling me thousands, tens of thousands, here you say it's infinite. So Yimor gives a few answers. First there it says the Kashkam and Maker Kai and Kam Jim Kai. When the Mismanish was standing, then they had Taka infinite. Ain Misma Ligmulam, Ligdudav. After the Bismigdish, then Kaviyuchol Nismata Pamal Yishamal. Just like the covered down below, the covered Bismigdish, the covered upstairs is also Nismat. Tan Rabbi Yoimim Mishim Abi Yosi Ben Tusoi Elif Alfin in New Teret Elif Alfin Yishim Shunai Mismigdud Echad. In every Gedud, Gedud is like a garrison of troops, a legion of troops. So in every single one of the Gedudim, you had thousands and tens of thousands. Well, the Gedudim may miss, but the number of legions altogether, this, you imagine, that was infinite. But each Gedud itself did have a number. That we're talking about specifically particular Maluchim that emanate and come out of Nahar Dinar. Nahar Dinar is Dinar River, but it's a fiery river, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. It's not your normal river. Like I said in the book, Nahar Dinar, Neged, the Nofik mit Kodmoy, Elif Alfin Yim Shemshune, from this Neged, this Nahar Dinar, came out in front of me thousands and thousands of Maluchim to be Mishamsh. For Rabba Rivan Kodmoy Yikuman, and tens of thousands stood there in front of me. Mehecha Nofak, where is Nahar Dinar emanate from? Mizayos and Shel Chayis, from the sweat of the Chayis, the Kodesh of the Malucha. Well, Hechad Shafik, and where does it pour into? Zutubatubia, Amarav, Al Rosh, Rosh, Rishoim, Begehenim. The fiery Nahar Dinar flows into Gehenim, and it goes and rests on top of the heads of the Rishoim. Shnema, Hinisaras Hashem, Chayma, Yotza, Vesar, Mishoim, Al Rosh, Rishoim, Yoch. This comes from the Nahar Dinar, flows into them, into the Gehenim. Al Asher Kumtu, on those that were ordained. Shnema Asher Kumtu, Loi Ace Nohar Yutzak Yisoidim. So this Asher Kumtu, we're going to see Mitchum tomorrow. This is referring to particular doyrus that were before the world was created. Mitchum will continue on that tomorrow.
What do we come to mean?
Kumtu means that the art scroll says it means ordained.